Hey, everybody. Welcome to the JK Show. You can send us an email, podcast@justincomedy.com, or you can call us at 408-228-4911.
Or you can send us Morse code at -long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long long dash.
I'm going to let you go pretty long because I don't have anything to plug this month except for I want to get out there November 4th at Rooster Teeth Feathers. I'll be recording my next CD. Tickets go on sale soon. For information, you can go to justincomedy.com.
Dash, dash, long, long, dash, dash. I am going to India, which is exciting for me, on a mission trip for the first 2 weeks of October, and would greatly appreciate any financial contributions you would like to give to it, and also your prayers. More info at kevin@thekevinmiller.com.
Or they're going to find email or info at your email?
Well, they email me, and then I give them this, dash, dash, long, long, dash, dash, short, short, dash. Was I saying short, short, or dash, dash this whole time?
I don't know. Enjoy the show.
Listen to the JK show. It's very funny, I guarantee. You're gonna laugh until you pee. There's Justin Worsham and Kevin Miller. These guys are bona fide lady killers. But the good kind of lady killers, not the kind that actually kill ladies. It's the JK show.
I think you're right. I think we need to amp that up.
Yes, right?
It needs to be. I love, too, and what he's done for us with his ukulele.
Yes.
But we're not Hawaiian sleepy people anymore.
Yeah.
We've graduated.
We're crazy. We're balls to the wall. We're like, we're coming to get you.
Yeah, we need a rap. Like a rap.
Ooh.
Not Jack Johnson. That's not what's... No,
wait.
That's what that's like. That's all like...
Oh. Boom, wait, boom, I was boom, like, I could...
I've got a wave and some apples. And both of them don't mean very much.
Like maybe let's see. Maybe we could do. Let's see. What would? Maybe we start over. Maybe we do our usual thing.
Can you make that go twice as fast? Software that'll speed that up.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like,
let's see.
Justin Worsham and Kevin Miller. These guys are bona fide lady killers.
Yeah.
Then maybe it wouldn't be so.
There's that. No.
Sleepy.
Trim. No. No. No.
Maybe we should have worked on that before.
Maybe before we fire up the mics. This is what I was going to go with because this song has history with us.
Good. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me
I like that.
JK show, JK show. Everybody get out on the floor because it's time to go. The mics are rolled. Everybody listen to the JK show. Lady killers.
See, there we go. Perfect.
That's it. Let's start over.
We can replace that two tran easy.
Lady killers.
And I feel totally comfortable saying that because there's a strong chance he doesn't listen. If he is listening, then he knows that we're kidding.
No, that's
strong chance. You're saying more than a strong chance.
I would say if two is listening,
I will give him
what he's coming to him.
Wait, what?
Well, I was gonna say I'd give him some monetary number, but here's what's going to happen is that somebody is going to tell two that I've said this
and they should
call him so that they could screw me over. But that wouldn't be funny or fair because the truth is we all know he's not listening. He's not. I'm going to say something that only two would understand somewhere in the middle of this podcast.
Just anywhere in the middle?
Just anywhere
in the middle.
And if two can call me back and say it, then I'll give him how much?
We can't say it. That was your whole point of your
But now I'll say it now because then I'm going to say a bunch of random stuff throughout.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So if two is listening,
he'll know.
But then somebody's just going to go back and say, dude, you should listen to that podcast, see if you could find the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But if we were really smart, here's what we got. We're going to pull a Bill and Ted here.
Okay.
So we're going to go back and re-record this, only you don't actually put anything in there that even two would know. So we get him listening to the show, right?
Well, that was kind of my idea.
Oh. I'm really not good at this at all. I am a ruiner. You know what this reminded me of, too, is that... now you can't say the word two without thinking of... two?
What?
And the...
A new spin on a classic bit using your Asian friends' names. Go out long.
This week? Tutu.
Who?
Tutu. I don't even know how. Wait, who's long?
I don't, it was an Asian.
Oh, I
name.
Get you. Now I'm with
you.
You
wait.
Oh, boy.
You didn't wait tonight. It's because you've been in another country.
Missouri?
Didn't they succeed from the Union?
I don't know. They might have thought they did. Oh, man. That's what I was going to say is that I came back from Branson, Missouri, from working at the White River Comedy Club. So if we have any listeners that are in Red
Why's it got to be all like that?
Like
really?
A White River Comedy Club? Well, it's because it's actually on the White River because at night the river is just the right temperature to where it causes fog.
What just happened? No! We lost.
My tongue just spasmed for no reason. It looked like I was going to vomit, and yeah. I'm sure it sounded like it, too.
It was very confusing.
But for some reason, when I went, my tongue got stuck in the back of my throat.
What
but
was
I didn't
it
have
doing
a gag.
Back there?
I don't know. Well, like, it spasmed from the back forward. Like, it had a ripple. Like, it had there was an earthquake that happened at my uvula or whatever. Is that a part on a girl?
No, that's the hanging ball in the back of our throats. Everybody's got it.
A.K.A. the G-spot.
No. No, the uvula is a part of your mouth.
I get what you're saying. The little kidney bean spongy material just inside the opening, right?
Yes. But your inflection makes me think you mean something else.
You put your finger in somebody's mouth and you kind of go, come here.
Like yeah, they'll like throw up on like you.
That's when you know you hit the G-spot.
What the hell do you learn?
Everything that Wikipedia will tell
your
me.
Your father really messed you up.
He did.
I'd also like to note this as long as we've gone maintaining eye contact in this podcast.
Really?
Usually we don't look at each other.
I didn't notice. Well, it's because I think you sit next to me or we look at the guest maybe.
And Natalie's down here with the dog and the baby's gone. It's just you, me, and the cat.
Oh, gosh. This is the way it should be. What I was going to say is I went to Air...
Wait, hold on. Just wanted to enjoy
the
silence.
You want to enjoy the silence?
For just a minute. What's that sound?
Hold on. There's music playing in the background. That's even though it's turned down on the board, it's still playing. So there we go. Now we're clear. Hold on. Silence.
Oh, that's crazy. That's good stuff.
I didn't know that you could hear the air conditioning van outside.
Who would over Natalie and the
podcast
dog?
I can't hear it. I just realized another thing, but I'm still going to go back to my AirTran thing, is that I realized that I think I do owe an apology to Joseph Barkley, or
Joseph
as I
Barkley?
Lovingly now call him, JB.
Who is now our lead pastor.
What?
Yeah, he
whoa,
stepped
whoa, whoa.
In.
What kind of... Who puts a jerk like that in charge of an entire church?
Our elders.
I didn't know that was going to be his thing. I thought he was just going to, like, he's in charge of audio. He had a great suggestion. I put a compressor effect, and I think it works, in my opinion. Yeah. It helps limit the loud parts. It brings up the quiet parts, just like a compressor would. I did some research. I Googled that crap, which, if he really wants to be helpful, and he wants to start giving notes, and he's such a whiz kid, and if he's as good with God as he is with the sound.
What is wrong with you? Why are you so angry?
I think it's fun to hate this guy. But I've met him
he's
twice.
Now a lead pastor. Like
well, that, all the more reason.
Church.
He's got to get ready because he's going to have a... When you get to the top, you're like Oprah and people are going to start shooting at you, right? You're going to get people coming to this church going, whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on here? Why is the guy who plays a bass in charge of everything?
I don't know if he plays it. Well, he does.
Does he play the bass and the guitar? Maybe this isn't the same guy I'm thinking of.
He may play a bass.
Is he bald with glasses?
Yeah. Did he tell you he could play a bass?
Well, I saw him play bass at Easter.
Did he really?
I thought he busted on a bass.
He may have.
Like, not a big bass like jazz, but bass like Green Day bass.
I'm going to text him.
All right. While you're texting him, I think the compressor is working. I like that. But the other thing I was going to talk about is for whatever we were talking about at the very beginning reminded me.
Branscombe, Missouri.
And of AirTran, I was coming back and they overbooked the flight coming back from Branson. And then the lady, like every airline will say, hey, just so you know, we've overbooked the flight. So anybody who has, what do they say? Loose? Not loose.
I don't know.
You have loose travel plans? Flexible travel plans.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
If you have flexible travel plans, then, you know, you can come go on the next flight, you know, which was
you
the
can.
Next morning.
They tell you, if you're flexible, you will do this.
Well, no. They're saying they're asking. You come up and you volunteer.
Yeah.
And she said, and if you do, they always say you get a free ticket within the continental U.S. is how they always do it. Well, this chick at AirTran. Which I guess.
Well, it depends on the airline, because like Southwest will give you a $50 voucher,
yeah,
or like a meal ticket,
yeah,
so you can get some peanuts,
yeah. Well, this place, they didn't tell you. She goes, we'll give you. And she looks, and then she goes, just come up here.
What?
And I was like, and for a second, validation? For a brief second, if they would have said a free ticket within the continental U.S., I would have stayed and flown home today.
Right.
Because when I go back to Branson, Missouri, then I could bring Natalie with me for free at that point. Because the guy pays for airfare.
And the baby can just hang out here.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, I had a fantastic... I just got that.
Were you listening?
I was, but here's the thing. I didn't realize it, but evidently I'm more tired than what I thought I am.
When like, did
I
you
thought
just
I was doing,
that?
You know what I need? I need a vanilla Coke. That's what I need.
Should I get that for you?
No.
You tell your story, I'll get you a vanilla Coke.
Well, okay.
Keep going.
I forgot what I was going to tell Oh, Branson, Missouri. I went to Branson. You just touched it and nothing happened. Why is everything broken? This is, we take a couple weeks off and then everything is not working. Let's see. There it goes. No, I just need the can. Just a can would be fantastically lovely and beautiful.
Let me get it for you.
Wow. He did that with his shoe. By that I mean he made the noise of a can opening with his shoe.
Now let's hear you drink it. Wait, not even, you got to drink it in front of the
mic. That's what it okay.
Yeah, you got to hear it.
Star Trek, NASCAR. Take a, oh. I just want, I, oh, I blew the bit.
Man. There it is.
Take a trip with us.
What? Is that a slogan of theirs?
To Ecstasy Land.
Wait, what's in that Coke?
It's right here on the can.
Where's it? Is that a new land in Disneyland?
Oh, no. It's a new land in your heart.
And
soul.
No, this is...
Joseph Barkley will lead you there.
This is getting really creepy. I'm uncomfortable.
We got to get to your voicemails.
And there are so many.
So many. But real quick, I just want to tell this good news. I went to Branson, Missouri at the White River Comedy Club. Shane Smith, fantastic comedy club. Please go there. Please support this club.
Do they have a website?
WhiteRiverComedyClub.com. Spelled exactly like all those words. No, no Z's for no reason.
WiteComdie. White comedy.
I stand corrected. So anyway, I was out there featuring for Darren. Then Darren, I don't know. Well, I'll say it, but I'm not going to like let... Yeah, Darren booked a sitcom, but we don't know if it could air yet. It's like, you know, in the industry, what could happen is that they could shoot this pilot, is what they're calling it. And then the executives could say, we love the show. We think it's fantastic. We just don't want to put it on the air. We're going to shelf it. And then it just goes there and they dump millions of dollars into it for nothing. So, but he had to come back a week early or a day early. And so I closed out the show Sunday. The guy loved me. He's bringing me back in November to headline. Very excited because this will be the first club to headline Justin Worsham for a week. So that is absolutely fantastic. Fantastic.
Did you just hit the applause button for yourself?
I did.
Twice because the first time it didn't work?
Yeah, it was on Skype.
Yeah.
I could do it one more time.
I wish you wouldn't.
Okay, because I did, and didn't. For some reason it didn't. There we go.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
I should be... it's funny. I don't know if I've become jaded, but I feel like I should be more excited about this. But I'm more kind of like, oh, that's cool. Like I hope it works.
Well,
like,
it's also a long time from now.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot to do.
And it's not like, I mean, this club is great, and this guy is booking a talent, but it's a new club that's like fighting to stay alive.
You're
and
also
you know,
tired.
It's not an improv. You know,
you take a lot of things for granted.
I do.
You've been traveling.
I'm unappreciative. I'm not a real human being.
There's one word I would say you're not is unappreciative. You may have a couple faults.
Yeah.
I blog about
them. I want to know. Where's the blog? I want to hear about these.
Justin'sWhiteComedy.com.
it's my racist show that I do.
How you have NASCAR is only for the upper elites.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you ever come to see me headline at the Branson Comedy Club of White River Comedy Club, you will see a very blue show from Justin.
You hear more like what you're on this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Like, this makes me think that maybe I shouldn't be so clean in my act. Who cares? Like,
no, we were talking about this earlier, and I didn't get to say this point, is that... When you were forced to go blue in that show because the audience was not responding.
That's the expectation that they have because it's like there's nothing but clean, family, fun shows there.
Right. Oh, that's interesting.
And so, that's why people come to this club because they're locals especially are tired of like there's nothing to do entertainment-wise besides go see a movie that isn't some kind of like, you know, either Country Bumpkin or
a jumpy house.
Super Family. Like they have this huge, huge theater, like a bigger theater than I've ever seen. I would assume that it would be the same size theater you would see on Broadway. there's 3,000 seats in this theater, and it's from proscenium side to proscenium side. It's the inside of Noah's Ark, and it's a musical.
That's
with
awesome.
Like there's something like over 200 animatronic like animals that are all in the
oh
walls.
Oh my gosh! And let's then, go there. That
like,
sounds great.
Yeah, like it's it. That's what I'm saying. If you're Christian, this is the place you know for you to go. But if you live there and you're not, or maybe well, there were a lot like the guy who owns it is a Christian, but he curses a lot and stuff like that. And
for shame,
exactly. I don't. Yeah, that's
how
thing.
The hell dare he.
Is,
wait a minute.
Where does that come from? Like, where does that come from within like the Christian thing? Is it really that bad to curse? Is
yeah.
it? Yeah, exactly.
Well, it depends on what you call cursing, because certainly one of the Ten Commandments is do not use the Lord's name in vain.
Okay.
So while you may hear me use foul language, you probably never hear me throw like a GD or a Jesus Christ inappropriately.
Yeah.
So that's that part of cursing. But the other side is that you just want, like those of us who would like to represent ourselves, well, like you say, with a clean show, you just don't want to be dropping words like that that could offend somebody, you know, even if they're... Even if it's not a dirty word, just something that would offend somebody, you want to kind of cut out of your language.
Maybe I shouldn't be clean because I want to live in a world where that's not a dirty word. Like,
well, that's the thing. Like, I have no problem. It's not about the word.
Yeah.
It's about the meaning behind the word and the fact that we've all agreed that that's just an impolite word.
Because I've said the GD, and I say Jesus Christ a lot, like when something happens. But that's, I think, more of programming. Like, growing up, that's what my father did.
Yeah.
He would say words even much worse than that. Like,
sure.
You know, I don't know. It's not worth dissecting, I think, on the show. But
I mean, the point is that the difference between, say, the word shit doesn't mean anything because it's just sounds that come out. And who cares? We're disgusted. I mean, the word poop is just as gross.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine at church who says, instead of swearing, she says stink. Ah, stink. And I almost feel that's worse than going, ah, shit. Because when you say, ah, stink, I'm instantly thinking of something that stinks. Whereas if you just said, oh, shit, I'd be like, well, I hear that word all the time.
Yeah,
it means
and your
nothing.
Shit doesn't stink,
yeah,
so
exactly.
You don't think of something. That's not offensive.
I make roses. But, you know, to actually drop a GD, well, that's...
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
That offensive. I get. That I could totally understand.
Yeah,
if you're a person of faith, you know, then you don't want to say that, because that is offensive, and it is a commandment for crying
out loud.
Exactly.
It's one of the
ten. But, like, because we've talked about this on the show, too, is that I wish that the C word wasn't such an offensive word. Like,
which one?
The cunt.
I don't know why I thought you'd dance around it for half a maraca.
I just came back from Branson from saying things that I honestly, at one point
make
in my show, I go,
blush.
After this, I think I'm going to have to take a rape shower. Like, I don't know what you people are doing to me. Like, and we say this stuff all the time. I got to the point to where at one point, and it was all in good fun. Whoa, something's happening.
Somebody's
going
calling
on with Skype.
Update available.
Oh, my dad just logged on. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
And so did Jana Kraft, whoever she is. She asked, she's a friend of ours. I hope she's a listener to the show.
She must be.
But anyway, is that I asked this chick how many BJs she gives her husband in a week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we got into like that territory.
Belinda Johnson.
I asked the crowd because they asked for this, like what you said. I was doing my clean material, wasn't going anywhere. So then I started getting blue and then they started laughing and they were going nuts.
Right.
Like they were loving me.
He said poop.
It got to the point, and I can say this out of no disrespect to Mr. Carter, and I'm sure it's a fact, Jack, is that he brought me back up on stage after he went up.
Oh, wow.
And like jokingly, and it was funny. Like, it sounds hurtful, but if you know Darren's in my, like, I get it, and I thought it was funny that he said, Justin, he goes, could you come on up here? Because they're all like in a frenzy because of all that improv that you just did, and like you were making all this stuff. Could you like, and they're all ready to laugh, and I'm like, they're not in. Could you come up and do some of your material so that just brings them down a little bit? And I was like, sure. And we did this what a very funny bit where I did my closer, what used to be my closer, the spooning bit.
Right.
I did that, and it was going horrible, and I was laughing my ass off because I was hysterical. And I'm like, I told them, I go, this is a closer, and some people were trying to clap and laugh. I go, no pity.
No pity
I want
left.
This to be, because it's funnier to me that if I do what used to be a closer and you guys are like, blink, blink, I don't
it's
care.
It's so interesting that, I wonder how that is for Darren. I wish he was here to ask him. Like, to deal with another comedian that is so hip to the prof, where you're completely light on your feet. In fact, stronger when you let go of your jokes and just get to do what you do naturally, which is be funny. I wonder for a guy like Darren that has a precisionally timed system of jokes, if that's threatening or if it's
Darren does a
not
lot
threatening, but you could throw you off.
Darren does a lot of improv in his act, and you will never go and see Darren do. You'll see him do the same material you might have seen him do before, but it'll always be in a different order.
Oh,
I've never
great.
Seen him do a show from beginning to end, unless he's trying to prepare like a chunk for TV or something.
Mm-hmm.
Never see him do it in the order that it's supposed
to. Cool.
I've even seen him prepare a TV set and then change it on the fly.
Change it in the
TV like
recording.
When we did the Showtime taping.
Yeah.
He went over his set with me, and then when I watched him do the his actual set, he tweaked it in the middle.
So he's much more. Yeah,
he's much, and that's why I think. So I can kind of answer this for him, even though he's going to be on the show hopefully later this month, is what we'd like to do. But anyway,
I hope you do your impression of him while he's here.
he said he was eating a quesadilla, and
my name is Quesatilla.
And he's in the back of the room watching the show, and he's having a good time. Like, he's laughing at what I was doing, and he's just enjoying watching the show. And then the owner came up to him, and he goes, "Are you ready to get up there?" And the owner was kind of like joking at, you know, "Are you going to have a good time following this?" You know, and Darren was like, "Yeah." And then all of a sudden he goes, "Oh shit, I gotta follow this. Oh my gosh." Like, he had that moment.
He was just enjoying the show.
Yeah, he was just enjoying
the
show.
Which happens at comedy sports all the time when you have two teams performing.
Oh, that's my biggest weakness as a ref. I'll just say, "That's funny. Oh, I'm supposed to end this?"
He's the host, right? Yeah. That's funny. Well, what I was going to say about the fact that you were forced to a place to go blue, where I think that you would want to continue to want to...
sustain
that's it your role as a clean comedian, because then you have a backup.
Yeah,
the backup is
that's
the blue
true.
material, because which is what happened. Because if you start blue, if you're like coming out and that doesn't work, just like we say with anything, you don't have anywhere else to go.
And I think
you can't start to be clean and then like it got much funnier when he stopped dropping the S-bomb.
Yeah, I think the reality for me is that I'm trying to decide how comfortable I am with shock value humor. I do believe that, and you could tell me
that's
if I'm wrong.
So funny meeting your family; they're nothing but shock.
Yeah, exactly.
Value.
Like honestly, I started off like the reason I'm as clean as I am in my act is because of comedy sports.
Right.
It's because of the comedy sports influence I've always liked, and I think if I do for whatever reason change my mind, I like starting off that way. For that reason is that it made me learn to write relatable material and material that I think is good. And then, because honestly, doing these shows in Branson, being able to say fuck every now and then just made it so much easier.
Yeah,
like
it
for me, I'm not saying that clean comics are better and filthy ones aren't. I'm just saying that for me, it was definitely easier.
Totally.
But
Why did you start doing comedy sports? Why did you start doing a G-rated show?
At Comedy Sports?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to learn to improv because of the show
and
working
at
Great America.
Town,
that
really.
Was the only thing to do to learn to improvise. I thought, honestly, like, this is how stupid I was. I honestly thought it would make me a better Star Trek character.
It did.
That's why. But why? What good does that, you know what I mean? Like, what good does that do me to be a better Ferengi at 17? How is that going to help pay the bills and feed my kid? You know what I mean?
But I think that's important. I don't know. I mean, I think that's admirable to be able to, because... To be able to look around and say, this will make me stronger and better at my job. Because the truth is, it can only make you better at any other further action.
Well, that's what ended up happening. It was a side effect.
Additional, yeah.
Yeah, like that I became funnier through doing comedy sports and associating
Seriously,
with funnier people.
You used
people.
To not be funny.
Right?
Oh. You used to tell jokes and it'd be like, I thought you were actually reading law debriefs.
Yeah. Well, those were law debriefs, but I was trying to make them funny.
I don't see why that's funny.
Really?
I still don't get it. When you get really drunk, you still read them.
You just killed about 20 minutes of my next CD. Not the one I'm recording in November at Rooster Teeth Feathers on November 4th. RoosterTeethFeathers.com. Tickets available.
Nice
I have
play.
A badass
well done.
Poster on my website, JustinComedy.com.
Can you print it out?
I'm a plug-a-palooza right now. Yeah. People can... Ooh, that's a good point. I should make it to where people can print it out.
And color it. then the kids will...
Oh, that'd be so funny. Oh, that'd be great.
But
you could print off and people could color it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to do that. When I actually am a headliner, like, and I get to a point to where I can offer tickets to people, I'm going to make a poster, right, that people can print off from my website and color it in. And if they bring it in colored, then they get like $10 off the ticket or
$10?
Whatever.
$10? Wow, how much are your tickets?
Well, at this point, I'll be very wealthy, I think.
In fact, the tickets are $9.
I don't need money.
I'll be giving them $1 if they bring in a piece of crayon.
Because I'll be
paper.
Like, listen, this is a charity show. This is what I do now. I do charity shows.
Yeah. You keep dreaming.
I'm living the dream, Kevin. I'm going to be headlining in Branson, Missouri. I think it's nothing
Christian
but
capital
good
of the world.
That's
I should
right.
give you material to do for churches and stuff.
That'd I thought nice. I had this great bit that I thought was so funny about that. I just for whatever reason in the middle of my set it just hit me in the head. I go, we're here in Christian Vegas, and then I said something about how that we were bringing Satan to Branson, Missouri, or whatever, and people were laughing. And then I go, I was trying to think in my head what would be the worst situation. Because the joke is that Branson's kind of racist, yeah. You know, like black people won't come into town, and there was a black guy in the crowd that I was messing right. with, and I go, you know who really I think that the people would hate in Christian Vegas? I would assume it would be the Jews. I go, and there were these guys here. I go, what if we all put the yarmulkes on? We grew out some sideburns, right, and just started walking around, freak out all these Christian rednecks. They're like, what are these Jews coming? They're gonna kill Jesus again. that's about as close to a Christian reference as
Did
I got
go?
This
Did
weekend.
Go over well?
It went great. Okay. Anything offensive went over great. This place, by the way, I'll tell this real quick story, and then we can get away from the Branson, Missouri, and go to your voicemails. But the this guy found out that on Sunday you can't serve booze yeah. in Branson, Missouri, unless you're a place of amusement or you sell more food than you do liquor, right? So he couldn't become a place of amusement because it's like games. It's like parlor yeah, games and stuff. Right. But he looked through the city code and found out that if he put a pool table in his showroom, that would consider him to also be a place of amusement. So, as far as I'm aware, he is the only comedy club in America that has a pool table in the showroom.
That's awesome.
And he bought a $300 pool table at Walmart.com
nice.
And built it up. If you tried to play pool on the thing, it would fall apart. But you don't have to worry about that because he doesn't have balls. He doesn't have a pool stick. He just has a table sitting there so people have a place to go and get drunk in Branson on
wow.
Sunday. And the people love it. I told
hilarious.
That story all weekend long after he told it to me. And they thought they were cheering. They were ready to carry him out on their shoulders because there's so many people that I think are either people of faith and not as conservative as the town or
right.
or whatever. But they just love the idea of boozing it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we were talking about being Star Trek aliens earlier, and some of the feedback I'm getting in my our highly in-depth surveys about our podcast is that sometimes we'll mention things like being Star Trek aliens and Ferengis in a theme park, and we uh-huh. won't explain it thoroughly. So just so you were clear, we used to work in a theme park, and we were Star Trek aliens.
Okay, all right.
I just, you know, I don't know. It's hard to think of it from an outsider that's
no,
never listened
that's,
to us before.
That's fine. So you're talking about people that jump in the middle,
yeah, just,
and we're taking for granted that they listen
yeah,
from the
exactly.
beginning.
Or like if we talk about theme park stuff or we talk too much about comedy sports or Star Trek.
That's
like
good for radio, though, because they have that refresh. You
that's
know,
true.
But in a podcast, within an individual episode, you don't have to refresh.
Right, right,
but that's
right,
good.
Right.
I'll add that to my awareness, too. I'm looking at this, and I'm trying to decide. I think we have another voicemail that I never had a chance to play here. So I'm just going to hit play, and there's a chance that this might not work. So, or we might have already heard this. So what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that while you were in Branscombe this past week, I was in Oregon with Joey Bears.
Yes, our good friend.
Yeah, and...
I'm trying.
May the force be with you.
As with you.
Between.
He claims that's not him.
What?
Yeah. That was his claim.
No, he's claiming this isn't
Nerd.
Him.
No, he claims that's him. He doesn't.
May the force be with you.
He doesn't think that's
I
him.
I took this at the end of his long-ass voicemail.
Yeah, he said that. He said, why do you assume that's me? I spent the weekend.
Oh, now I get it.
Welcome back.
I'm so slow today.
Okay. So.
I'm going to go with not that I'm slow, but you sold that really, really
did
well.
Really?
Like you looked irritated with the fact that he goes, he claims that that's not him, and I don't know who it would be. And I was like, no, it's him. Like, why? But he's trying to be like, no, it was some real guy that Joseph
yeah.
really bought. I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
no, you know
back.
Who the real idiot is?
Yeah.
Joseph Bear. That's
true.
Real idiot.
Because, and he was excited to listen to the podcast with me, and we sat around and listened to two episodes of our podcast in
mm-hmm.
our hotel in my hotel room.
Which two episodes? I know episode 4 was one of them.
We listened to the one with Natalie, and then we listened to most of the one with Emily, which
uh-huh.
is 14, I think.
Yeah.
So 10 episodes later. And it was fun. It was very interesting to listen to it with another person that isn't on the podcast all the time
yeah.
or know us that well.
Is it like doing like a focus study? Like where
a
they...
little, yeah. And he really enjoyed it. It was like, for him, it was like watching one of his favorite shows. For
really?
Me, it was weird to be
yeah.
like, oh yeah, that's
you're so you're
that.
Saying he's living in it and having a good time.
Yeah, and I'm like...
And you're kind of like, you're going, well, that could have been faster here. Or
yeah, just,
or you're just like, this
well,
is, I've
been,
already done this, so I'm bored.
Yeah, a little, but not really. I just, it was like listening to a podcast I had recorded.
I'm going to go with you could take the word like out of that sentence and just say it was like, or it was listening. That's what it was. It was listening to a podcast I recorded.
No, I think what you mean to say is it was as if I was listening to a podcast.
There's that means like, I think, too.
No,
I
just similes
think, it, what you were listening
metaphors.
To a podcast you recorded. That's what you were doing.
Yeah, it was like that.
So it's nothing.
It was just like that.
All right, I'm going to forfeit.
Joey had this great idea to call in and leave voicemails as we were listening to the podcast. So the reason I say all this is I know we've left a lot of voicemails.
Yeah.
I'm going to encourage not to listen to all of them because I believe that most of them are just going to be us.
No, we're going to listen to all of them.
What I'm saying is that I'm not sure how entertaining they'll be because it's
what
us
we'll do.
Talking about podcasts that we're not listening to right now on another episode of the podcast.
What we'll do is we'll listen to it until there's a point where both you and I look at it and go, yeah, this is not interesting,
okay.
And then we'll stop.
Okay,
because I purposefully did not, because you guys both kept asking me, have you listened to the voicemail? Have you listened to the voicemail? Have you listened to the voicemail? And I'm not listening to this until we hit record.
Got it.
And then we're fired up. And then I played one because I wanted to see which ones were where and all that and set a level and everything. But then I found this one, which is a 209 area code, which I think is our good friend Christopher Goodrum.
209?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hello, Justin. Sorry. Justin and Kevin. This is Christopher Goodrum is calling back in regards to you guys were right with what I meant by listen to you later. That sounded a lot better in my head than it did out loud, but that was exactly what I meant because I'm not really talking to you guys, and I had finished listening to the podcast, so I couldn't really listen until later. So there you go. There's the explanation. And, oh, yeah, I'm also a geek about Battlestar Galactica and respond. Bye.
Thanks. Does his voice sound deeper than it used to?
It's because he's a dad now.
Really?
I think he's used
to. Yours is actually higher.
Really?
Yeah.
I've lost, I don't know. Maybe he got more black.
Maybe he was the whitest black man I've ever known.
Maybe because he's got kids that weren't originally his, he feels even more black now.
Wow,
like he's got a baby's mama, which is his wife. Which
you know,
is
you're not in Bransom anymore.
What?
You shouldn't be that offensive.
Offensive? How is it offensive that the man has stepchildren? I have a stepmom.
That's fine. It's the part where you said that makes him feel more black. That was a little over the line.
I don't understand how it's offensive to tell the truth.
Let's listen to another voicemail. Anything but what's happening right now.
I say that mostly because I know Chris Goodrum isn't going to be sitting there going, well, this is preposterous.
Okay, but
because
him.
He's black.
Yeah, see.
He would never use the word
okay, you're forgetting who Chris Goodrum is, first of all. He would say that.
Not forgetting. I know our audience doesn't know.
There are. Like, everybody that's listening isn't Chris Goodrum, so there might be people that are black.
Right now, I'm talking to him,
but
and if they don't like what I'm saying,
you.
They can fast.
Other people can hear me.
Oh, that's hysterical. All right, here we go with voicemail number one for what I will call the JK Show Beta with Joseph Bears and Kevin Miller.
I like it. It's got Enjoy. A Star Trek thing.
Interesting. Hey, JK Show. It's Joey Bears and Kevin Miller.
Both sober.
Kevin Miller and past Kevin Miller.
Oh.
That's good. We're in Central Point, Oregon, and sorry, oh my gosh, we just did two shows here back to back in 106 degrees. I mean,
not
the boy band 106 degrees, but I mean oppressively hot. I mean so hot that it would have offended Two's girlfriend because it seems like everything offended her. That's another story for another time. Wow, let's talk about that episode. Man,
so
that was like worse trying to get through that thing. Anyway, I created a new drinking game based on the JK Show. It's all about the segue. And Kevin and I are about to play it. So here's how the game works. And I encourage all of your listeners to play this game. How long can this message be, Kevin?
5 minutes, just call back.
Yeah, okay. First of all, you choose a beverage A, if you will, and Kevin just took a picture of my cleavage, and I'm not offended, unlike Pew's girlfriend. Anyway,
reference to last week's episode.
Yeah. You choose beverage A, which is something simple, like beer or wine. That's your beverage A.
I'm having wine.
He's having wine. I'm having beer, shocker. And then beverage B, which is something of the hard stuff. So, you know, Jack Daniels or tequila, something like that. Now,
we're having Goldschlager.
We're not having Goldschlager.
Goldschlager.
Ah, terrible. So, here's how the game works. You listen to an episode of the JK Show. We're picking one at random. But whenever either of you mention Star Wars, Star Trek, Harry Potter, Spore, or anything else that I feel super geeky, or NASCAR, then you just drink. You just take a drink. Simple as beverage A. Every time you guys high five, or anytime Justin says the word basically, then you have to do a shot.
No.
So that is the drink, the JK drinking game. Kevin says you're about to change the name of your show, so keep me posted on that. So we haven't started. We're getting ready to start. We're downloading an episode with my future girlfriend, Natalie Worsham. I think episode 4, Kevin?
Yeah.
Episode 4. We'll call you in the middle. We'll put a little break, and then we'll call you at the end, and we'll see what happens. That's all I got. Their KK show. And one more thing, Justin. I've never in my life said that NASCAR is racist. So check yourself before you start lumping me in with your buddy Frederick Cross. I'm not a fan of it, and I've got some problems with it. That's true, but I certainly don't think it's a racist sport. So let go of that anger at your imaginary friend, Joseph Barris, on your last podcast. All right. That's it. Now we're just babbling. But at least it's coherent, unlike that one guy that called after he's had a bag full of weed and just says nothing for minutes. That's always a joy to listen to as a listener. Okay. Bye.
I love that Joseph Barris. I love this new Joseph Barris role of being like the Don Rickles of our show. Yeah. All he does is slam on all of our guests.
Yeah.
And
yet never be one.
Let me first apologize for calling him a person who says that NASCAR is racist.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
NAC haters.
I don't care about it.
Last week.
I don't much care if he...
No, it was the episode with Kelly two weeks ago. You said that he and Fred were racist against... That accused you of being racist or something.
No, well, Fred was the one who did say that it had racism, but I thought that what I said... I'm sure he could quote me because it's out there, but whatever.
I'm sure we all could.
I thought... So you're saying there are people listening to what I'm saying?
Well, I would hope so. That's... Yeah, listen, here's the deal. The reason why we sit here...
Remember when we started and there was 12 people listening?
But this is my point. We could just sit in here and talk. We don't need these microphones if you just want to say things.
No, this makes it so much more fun for me.
to go through all this trouble, to lay all this stuff...
I spent a lot of money so you and I could have conversations.
We weren't talking before
this. I tried to bring some mother friends into the fold. Some people like it, some people don't.
This is the weirdest intervention.
So, yeah, let's go on to number two, which was dialed from Kevin's cell phone.
Wow, JK Show! Woo! Okay, JK Show! We are completely drunk.
No.
Joseph has repainted my hotel room with his own urine. No, I just wanted to call and say that I'm excited to participate in this drinking game of extravaganza. It's going to be great. And really, I would say that Joey Barris is our super fan out there. So it'll be kind of a pleasure to enjoy a show with him and receive all the criticisms live. So that's going
to
be great.
I've listened to every show from the beginning.
Right.
In pretty much real time.
Yeah, he was admitted today that only when he gets bored with it does he stop listening. But then eventually he muscles through that and listens to the rest.
And then it always gets better.
And it does always get better.
Yeah.
Because it was always great. It's fantastic.
Wow.
I'm sitting with super legend Joey Barris, who has listened to every single podcast. So if anybody has an opinion that's worth listening to, it's at least Joey.
It's true. At the least. At the very least.
Very
but
least.
There's something... That we could give Joseph.
May the force be with you.
That it would be that.
It's true.
I like this. This is fun already. Yeah, so
you
so
good?
Far,
you like it?
I'm good. I like that it's, for anybody who didn't pick that up, what Kevin Miller did with his comic genius is that he hung, when Joseph Bears hung up, he immediately called and acted like time had passed.
Are you just now getting that? Is that
no,
like,
okay. No, I got it immediately when Joseph, I picked up on it when Joseph said, I just hung up, which made the whole voicemail 10,000 times funnier. I had an idea when you said he repainted my room with his own urine.
He did do like, that later. It's later. Coming. I think we talk about it.
Okay.
No, it's he really is a super fan because as we were getting ready for the Nickelodeon show up in South Oregon, which by the way is the meth capital of the world.
Really?
They have a
South Oregon or
South
the
Oregon.
City you were in?
No, South Oregon because they have the Southern Oregon Meth Project where they teach kids to never do meth, and they throw out all these statistics. They're asking kids in the audience before the show.
To do that, do they give them pot? Or
kind of. They tell them to have premarital sex. No, they say...
They give them a gateway drug.
Right, to get them... No.
To have them not do crystal
meth. They teach them origami to get them off the idea of doing
drugs.
They
fold their joints into cranes?
Impressive. No, they ask them, they say to the group at large, what's in meth? And the kids have been so programmed because meth is everywhere. They have to do this. The kids are yelling out the ingredients of meth, rat poison, bleach.
Yeah.
It's like a super focused
They scrape. I just started watching a show called Breaking Bad with, I think his name is Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle. He played the dad. And I heard him talk about it on Adam Carolla's podcast. And the idea was that behind what Adam was saying is that, you know, this is going to be a good show because Malcolm in the Middle was so highly rated and so syndicated for years that this guy has, he goes tons of FU money. So if he's doing a show, it's because he wants to do it, not because he's getting paid anything. And it's a low budget type show.
Smart.
And it's basically like, it's, I almost did it. That was almost a drink.
basically.
The idea is that it's weeds, but this guy makes crystal meth. And I one of the first jokes when I was in that class, because they said, do research about things that you think are interesting or where you're from or something. And somebody mentioned Modesto, like, what do people do for fun? And I jokingly said crystal meth or whatever, like, because I was trying to get laughs and blah, blah, blah. But I looked up in this thing that, or no, that's what the assignment was. We had to write a drug joke. So I looked up crystal meth because I was from Modesto. And the they actually scrape the red part off of a match.
Wow.
That's one of the ingredients. Like, and crazy. When you look at the ingredients, they have to get Sudafed in like large amounts. And methanol, I think, is another one. And then rat poison is another thing that you said. And then they scrape the sulfur or the striking part.
Who figures this stuff out?
That's what my joke was. My joke was is that at what point in your life do you have to go, you know what, I'm so tired of smoking pot and crack, I bet that if I took rat poison, Sudafed, and not the whole match, but just that red part that you light on fire and mix it together, I bet that would get me high as hell. And which is great that you're laughing, because in the class I didn't get a laugh.
I think it's funny, because it's an ingredients joke, which always like, makes me laugh.
Because that was, to me, the funniest part about, I was like, because at that time, it was really, like, there was a lot of meth labs in Modesto that were being cracked down on, and I was like, how did, because the and the idea is that people can make it from just household things. Yeah. And I was like, what kind of household things that could you...
And the internet
looked it up.
Makes it super available.
Yeah, yeah, of course, you know. So,
well...
Oh, here it goes again.
Oh, man, remember when she was not here?
Does she have... Hold on. I can't see her,
no.
All right?
Yeah.
For those of you that can't hear Natalie, she's...
She
fucking
does.
Talking, okay? Number one. Now, I've been gone for almost a week, right? And I'll shoot straight. We had some fantastic lovemaking this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, we had a little afternoon delight, and it was delightful, all right? the reason I sound angry when I say that is because now she's chiming in on the podcast to annoy the hell out of me, and she's doing it with her mouth full of something.
The pacifier. While she's changing the baby's diaper.
Yeah. She can't. I have a microphone set up for when she's done, she could come in here and chime in or whatever. Nobody can hear her.
Yeah.
Nobody, even
except
with your
us.
Beautiful compressor, Joseph Barkley, we can't hear her. Anyway, she was saying they get your driver's license.
It doesn't matter what
screw
she's saying. So the thing that I was saying was that before the show Joey Bears, before the organ show in Nickelodeon, I mean the Nickelodeon show in Oregon, Joey Bears was playing the podcast.
And he keeps talking. We weren't asking you questions.
Oh my gosh. I don't get to have afternoon delight with you. So you need to really not push my nerve. Son of a...
Wow, you jumped on her faster than I did on that one. Did you guys get married while I was gone?
We spent a lot of time together.
Oh, that's funny as hell. So, oh, that's hilarious.
Joey Bears played the played as samples of our podcast as mic checks before the show, before the Nickelodeon show. So he was playing like the JK theme song through the amphitheater for all the...
There you go with amphitheater again.
How do you pronounce it?
Amphitheater.
What's the next voicemail? Amphitheater that, you Palo milk drinker.
Hey, Joey Barrett here. We're just, 20 minutes into this episode? Kevin is rocking the Merlot. 33 minutes in. I'm
pork.
He loves it.
I learned how to drink properly.
You think he says it tastes like pork, but he's actually saying it tastes like pork.
It was really sweet.
Pork. So, and I'm drinking, this is fantastic, local Oregon brew by a brewery called Full Sail.
You went through so much trouble.
Out of the Hood River in Oregon. It's an India Pale Ale, which is super hoppy and super good. Anyway, we're getting a little toasty here because so far, Koopa Troopers, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Paper Mario and Yoshi. What's Paper Mario?
A two-dimensional band on a 3D platform that allows you to manipulate
it. Hit the nerd button right now. This is a nerd
Sonic
button.
Word cutout of Mario around a paper world.
Did you hit the nerd button, Justin? Xbox and Sandperson.
Everything except the Sandperson was said by me. And Sandperson was said by Justin in a replay of his act.
There it is, my friend.
Now we're talking about Barack Obama becoming president.
Yeah, you guys are talking about Barack Obama. This was right after he was the night of the inauguration.
Wait, he was inaugurated?
And every time your wife talks, I breathe easier. I've got such a crush on that woman. I don't know what it is.
You made a force to be with you.
That's not here or there. We'll call again after some more drinks. This is getting out of hand. I don't think this game is going to work. Kevin's taking deep breaths over here. We miss you in Oregon, Justin. But we've got you right here. We're listening to you. Can you hear yourself in the background? Surreal. Is that Obama's daughter's name?
J.K. Joe.
He just asked if Surreal was Obama's name. Obama's daughter.
Ah, that's quality. That's a great joke.
You can use it.
Oh, Joseph Bears. I feel like I'm developing a crush on Joseph Bears, is what I feel like might be happening.
Apparently you met his wife. I don't think he tells this story. Oh, he does, actually. Keep going, because I think he tells the story when you met his wife.
This is you calling. This is your phone.
Hey, listen, podcast at the end of episode 4 with Natalie. It was the first time you mentioned Joey Bears.
Tell me that everyone is a nerd about...
Is that true? Would the King Get Free Junior Pie be acceptable, Joey?
No.
Why not?
Natalie, have any final thoughts? Natalie,
do
you
want to
add?
This is a long podcast, Joey. You listen to every single episode. Are any of them boring?
That is a setup.
No, go ahead. Which one is your least favorite?
I regret this setup. I have a top five and a bottom five.
Who's in your top five? Let's have positive.
Easy. Top five, Rick Kent.
Rick Kent.
Natalie Worsham.
Formerly Hoffman.
Solo, Justin and Kevin.
Episode 1 or episode 11, when we did it there?
Yes. Any of
them. Really? So that's two of them?
No, we'll just count it as one.
Okay, so that's in the top five, when Jeff and I are alone.
Oh, so good. Two, without his wet rag of a girlfriend.
Clearly, you've been drinking. You might need to edit that out. Julius had, he had a beer with dinner. There's two bottles sitting on the table here, and half of a second one in his belly. I didn't have any wine with dinner, but I've pounded at least a half a bottle right now.
Kevin is three-fourths of the way through.
Oh, well, to be fair, it's still with my glass of wine. I turned to find my wine, and it had moved through the room. And go over here. Here's the podcast.
Occupying their time on a train or while they're
walking. Yeah, but one thing is...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay, what else is great?
I can't stop listening because it's Natalie talking.
So we're episodes with Natalie.
Oh, man, yeah. And the two of you and Rick Kent and two...
And you said Jen and Tabor earlier.
I enjoyed that one. Kelly Lohman.
Kelly Lohman, yeah. Good. Former Oasis employee.
Quality. Fred Cross, good.
Yeah, also good.
Yeah, all good up there podcast.
That's, well, here, I'm going to stop. Are you done? We're going to do it. Listen, this is good. We've been taking notes, as we would during the podcast, to the hour and...
Yeah.
42 minutes and 44 seconds. It was tough. How do you do this? How do you do this for free? I mean, we make the podcast for free, but it's mainly us just making each other laugh. I don't know how you do it. Up top. Are you really?
I love it.
What else are you addicted to?
Fantasy football. Fantasy baseball.
And you're supposed to say your wife.
Running.
Okay.
Newborn daughter.
Well, warmer. All right. Does she listen to the podcast?
Not this wife.
Have you? How many episodes of the podcast has your wife seen or listened to?
Zero.
Really? Why not?
She's not an iPod girl.
Why don't you make her listen to one on a road trip? Why don't you put her on some Oasis event? Can she act? Is she an actress?
She's a... Yeah, absolutely, yeah. She's an actor, dancer, singer.
She acts like...
Why don't we all go to dinner?
Oh,
bring her out to L.A.
Zing.
Bring your babies. Jacob and your child can fight. What's your father now? What's that like?
Her and Natalie are in the same room by World of Collide.
Oh, yeah, your fantasy and your reality. It's good. So did your wife know that you harbor the secret love for Natalie Worsham, formerly Hoffman?
I'm afraid that if my wife meets Justin again... Justin, we just talked about the first time you met my wife and you had a mouthful of food. I said, oh, Justin, this is my wife or my girlfriend. And you had a mouthful of food. You were like, oh, ugga bugga. I'm married. That is a direct quote.
It is Captain Caveman as well. So throughout that entire 1 hour and 42 minutes, we only said up top once in episode 4. That was early in the day. So. Yeah, we forgot to buy tequila. We talked about the... You've been talking about playing this game for a month, and then when it came down to the...
Oregon, where you can't buy...
Can't buy it on Sunday nights, and the Brick Barbecue is closed. WTF? I think that's what the kids say. I think that's on the Disney Channel. That's not a... That's not one of their Disney afternoons, the DTA or the MCC. Hang out with us on the WTF.
I've had a lot of wine.
I've had one quarters of three halves of a bottle. What else have we written here? Music. We used to talk about music a lot on the show, and Joey, you felt
that it was kind of like the show was, for just a little bit, Justin zipping through his iTunes and not interesting, but you guys dropped quickly because you must have felt me getting upset.
I think it's because we developed content. We discovered a way to actually talk about things without having to listen to music.
Yes. And every time you guys start to go downhill, you write the ship yourselves. You don't need people calling in and giving you advice. And the minute I start to get kind of annoyed with something that you two are doing on the podcast, you fix it yourselves because you're smart, talented people, which is why I'm absolutely addicted to the show.
It took three beers to get that compliment out of him, but I agree. I think it was in episode 2 where I remember saying, I think we're getting into the territory of boring here, and we never went back to boring.
No.
Despite what Joey says. So we stopped saying the JK... Let's stop calling it that. I've stopped saying that, but I think it was about the time that Justin wanted to start changing the name of the show.
Yeah.
Right now, we want to call it Second Funniest Podcast Ever. Still accepting names. Sidetracked is good. You came up with a good name. What was the name you had?
One name of the show was Justin Interrupts everyone's story was a story about him doing stand-up. That's a great name.
That's a good name. When I asked Joey just that question just now, his eyes got wider than three bottles of beer. He looked at me like I just handed him a grenade. Joey also asked me whether, because in episode 4 we discussed KFC and whether or not it's grown in a pan. He actually stopped and said, wait a minute, is this true? Do you have to often pause the podcast?
No, usually I'm doing, I'm running when I listen to the show. So I just kind of just move forward and
how can
enjoy.
We hear him better when the mic's away from his face when I'm talking?
You're still recording, right? No, I don't think so. It's still seven. I don't think it's gone. If you're still, we'll never know. Justin used to say milk, but you knew that he said milk before we even talked about him.
Ever since I've known Justin, he's always said milk and pillow. And anything with a something I... If it's supposed to be an it sound, it's an it sound.
Which is really difficult when we were playing that sleeper game on the Oasis gigs, Milk Pallow. He's like, okay, Keith, you're going to have to run on down here, pick up this pallow, dump a gallon of milk on it, and sleep on it for 34 minutes.
Madness.
I wrote like playlist, but I think you just talked about that. Natalie said iPod.
Did you do your own like playlist?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Oh, I need to go back and do it. I don't remember writing that. Did you write this?
Drunk.
I am drunk. All right. You succeeded. You knew that this was going to happen, Joey Bears. Good. You knew that we would drink to the point where
mouth and teeth are purple.
I didn't really. Oh, man. That's embarrassing. It's all right. There's no ladies in the room. Okay, iPod in the dining room. This is when Joey fell in love with Natalie, and he wanted to serenade her. So, Joey, say something nice about Natalie.
I'm just such a fan of her on The Big Show. Whenever she comes to the show, I enjoy her. She brings some realism to it. She grounds the show in realism. She's just lovely. I'm just a fan. Big fan of Natalie. But when she said, what did she say exactly?
The iPod in the dining room. That's what she wanted. She didn't know that.
You guys talking about how poor you
were. We would record an iPod in the dining room in episode 4.
What you find so crazy about her, Justin, she's just adorable. I'm not going to lie.
I'd agree. Except for the parts that annoy me.
Just a moment.
All right. Which is the bulk of it, really.
We're about to listen to Emily now.
I was going to say, there must not be a limit to these Skype things. Pretty by Charming. Oh, you think Justin is faking his knowledge of whether or not he's an attractive man to women. Joey thinks that Justin knows that he is very attractive.
Oh, 100%.
Fag.
I think it's completely an act. His whole life... Women have found him charming and funny, and he plays the card.
But you really think that he doesn't know that he? I mean, you don't.
Oh, is that
I guess
it?
There's the end.
So they do run up. Now, so has Joey known you?
No.
The whole time he's known you, you've always been married.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. He may know. Well, we were married. Was I married when we started working at Oasis?
I can't remember. Well, let's see. Natalie? Were you on the cruise ship when Justin was doing Oasis gigs? I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been after.
So she said that financially we were in the shitter when I started working for Oasis.
What year did you get married?
2001.
Well,
right before 9/11.
And we started working right before 9/11, right after 9/11.
After 9/11.
Yeah,
He has known me since I've been married.
Yeah.
So. I don't lie on this. There's one thing I will say that I am guilty of. Sometimes I will fake anger. Everything that I do, though, everything I say on the show is absolutely honest.
Except for that part where you just said that you fake anger. I think the anger.
No, sometimes
real.
I pretend to be angry at things that don't really bother me.
I think it's real.
I pretend to be racist too,
I think that's real too.
Really? Okay. Well, then if that's the case, then you, Joseph Bears, can go fuck yourself for saying that you don't even know. You don't know what I dealt with all of my self-esteem insecurities of growing up as a kid. I tried to get on stage because all all I wanted was validation. I wanted people to like me, right? Even when I first started working for Oasis, all I wanted was Joseph Bears to look at me and go, that guy's funny. I like that guy. Yeah. And then he would always say, oh, he's a nerd. He's a nerd. He's a nerd. That's what I got. I got people like Joseph Bears telling me I was a nerd and that I was stupid. I even had girls that when I went from, I was kind of popular in elementary school. First day of junior high, I had this girl I didn't even know come up to me and she goes, oh, it must be hard now in junior high where nobody knows who Justin Worsham is. And I just remember thinking, like, it was just such a weird moment because I'm like, I don't know who you are. Like,
right.
And I go, and I was like, I didn't even know I was popular. Like, I had no idea, right. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that I was not the guy that everybody was like, oh, I can't wait to bone Justin Worsham.
Here's the thing, is that people can only look at other people's lives through the lens of their own lives. So when they see you behaving the way you are behaving,
uh-huh.
They can only say, the reason why he does this is because I would do it like this.
Oh, so Joseph is displacing his own success and charm, because he's like unbelievably charming.
Oh, yes.
Like, unbelievably.
Oh, man.
For such an asshole, like, he can charm you.
Yeah,
no, God. Kidding.
That was impressive what you did right there. That was a backhanded two-fisted slap. Well, like you said, the thing about validation. Like, I never got into theater to get attention, which I think most people would tell me was a straight-up lie. But I got into theater because I loved to... It's fun for me to be able to make things up and to be silly and crazy and do all those things. That's entertaining for me. I do enjoy having people look at me, but it isn't because I require their attention. And I think that people, all they see is that he needs validation.
Yes. I need to be told. I need to be told that I'm good. I need to hear. That's why I couldn't do, like, when I was doing all the acting and stuff like that and going to auditions, they don't sit there and say, that was good or bad after the audition. And that's what drove me to doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Because in the moment, I know it's going well or it's not going well.
Right.
Like, and that's what I have to have. I have to have that. Somebody has to tell me, like, and if I ever find any kind of representation who, like, you know what I mean? Like Elvis's manager or whatever, the captain, I think
probably
they called
dead.
Him or something. Yeah, but he, like,
probably don't want to sign with that guy.
He toured with, what I'm saying is, like, he was always there.
But
with
he's not
Elvis
alive
and, like,
now.
He learns to, huh?
You really shouldn't sign with him. He's not here.
I'm not trying to sign with him. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Okay, we're back.
Oh, I didn't realize it. So we learned a valuable lesson just now.
Yes, we did. So what happened was, just so we're clear that people don't think that we edited the show or anything like that, what just happened was we were listening, and then the battery died in our digital recorder. We only lost about a minute of the show before it registered, and that
oddly
couldn't be
enough,
restored.
The most unfunniest minute we've ever recorded.
Oh,
it's like God intervened.
Yeah, probably, in more way than one. So I can't remember. We were talking about Elvis and me being a manager and me craving validation,
right.
Is I think how this ended, and then I'll put a little gap in there, and then we'll pick up where that left off.
And then I was going to segue into this.
Straight to a voicemail.
But I think it's impressive that we're listening to a voicemail of us talking on the phone of us doing a previous podcast, which you can hear in the voicemail. So it's like a snake eating its own tail.
That was the thought I had. Remember that Lost in Space, the new version paradox
that
we used
terrible.
To just get wrapped around going, what?
It was so bad.
I always thought that you and Chris Goodrum's, like, discussions of that was always so freaking entertaining to me. And that's exactly what I thought of when I was listening to this. I'm like, this is like the snake eating itself, but then also having a sampler of its appendix. There's so much, like, crossing over. Like, this is...
The only thing that would have made it worse is if somehow the moment when I, in the past, taped the sound of us listening to the podcast would be if somebody had been calling in on Skype. That'd be the only way to get more signal degradation by the end.
We just layer it in with somebody else calling in, listening to this show right now.
Your
mind is now clear. All right, so let's just pick up where we left off with the voicemails, because I think I pretty much covered that. Yes, I need validation.
Yeah,
who cares, blah, blah, blah.
And Joey Bears.
Yay. This is you, Colin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where we lost you. We were defending whether or not Justin. I think that Justin actually has a cognitive error and does not recognize the fact that other people would find him attractive because he doesn't think that he's worthy enough of being attractive. But Joey thinks that it's some sort of maniacal, twisted way to get women to feed his ego. Is that right?
Absolutely.
What a
yes.
dick.
That's my succinct ability.
Do you agree?
Justin, I think you don't know. But you're a beautiful man. Just
I agree. He is a beautiful man. I
but
never said that.
But you think that he doesn't know that he's a beautiful man.
He knows.
He knows that he's a beautiful man.
Oh, he knows.
And he's feeding his ego.
I don't know if I'd say that. That's kind of.
Well, then why else would he do it? Why else would he want women to say, no, you're pretty funny?
Because by playing that little game of going, wait, what? You think I'm cute? It like triples his cuteness.
Yeah, that's another person we know. His name is Fred Cross. Moving on. last thing here. I told you what to tell me. This says I've written Star Wars Drug Call.
I noticed on one of your podcasts that you said that you received a prank call.
A prank call.
Never called the show.
That is a lie.
Never.
You called the show.
Never.
You called the show. We played it. It's clearly you.
It sounds. What's his name? Jeremy.
May the force be with you.
DeRosa Malcolm. I mean, that's good stuff. Come on.
DeRosa Malcolm. Speaking of Malcolm, do you want to listen to Malcolm Mosley right now?
We're going to listen to Malcolm, and we'll call you back after.
We'll see how far we can get. That episode is also 2 hours long, and I have a flight in the morning, and we've had a lot of alcohol already. And Justin, he won't let me leave. And we were listening to Angela Johnson as well, so we may listen a little bit of that because she's pretty funny. Yeah, she's cute. She's funny. She's got some Latino thing going on.
I bet she would appreciate your Latin references, unlike two trans girlfriends.
Oh, man, that girl. Goodness. Okay, love you, bye.
It's the best I could do. I'm doing really well right there for not being at all legal to operate anything heavier than a phone.
You should be operating a phone?
Yeah, clearly not. Actually, in ways, the phone actually could be more deadly than a car. Car could just
especially a phone. And, somebody said something. Doug Benson said on the Never Not Funny podcast recently that he goes, he doesn't like putting out his opinions of like professional opinions. Like he was going to talk about a club. On a podcast because it never goes away. It's not like a radio show where it's like once it's been played, it's done. A podcast lives out there in almost an archive fashion
forever.
And so he's like, what if my opinion changes?
And that's biblical. You know, the tongue is mightier than the sword.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a double-edged
sword. Get back to this whole thing, I just want to put this out there as we get an email of some kind to my email, not the show email. I want to make sure that I'm clear, that it's known. I honestly have never looked at myself and said, you know what, I'm a good-looking piece of mass. Or
mass? Look at this. I may not have much energy, but my mass sure is attractive.
I was going to say that was me for man ass, but mass actually works.
I do like it.
Yeah, mass. I'm a good. I
think that we can coin that.
Do I look at myself and think I am ugly? No. But do I look at myself and go, yes, women look at this and they go, I would love. Because here's the thing.
No.
I'm not saying that women will look at me and go, oh, he's kind of cute. I'm saying that women will not look at me and go, I would like to fuck his brains out.
See, and this is the point. You're still not getting what Joey's point is because you are incapable of comprehending his point.
Well,
is that
his point is that I do it to play a game. Like I'm doing it to get more attention.
Yes. But now you're just reciting it.
And I'm saying he's wrong.
I know.
Oh, you're saying I don't get the concept of playing that game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not good at not being honest. I can't manipulate people.
Exactly.
If I'm asking you, if I'm getting you to do something, it's because I believe it.
Right.
Like it's because I want it or whatever. Like I can't think of anybody I've ever manipulated into
the only time I don't know if you're being honest is when I'm worried that I'm inconveniencing you. That's the only time. Am I really inconveniencing him?
Have you ever inconvenienced me?
See that? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I think that I'm inconveniencing you and you're like, no, you're not. Because if you were, I'd tell you. Maybe that's the problem. Like the time I wanted to spend the month here on the couch and you're like, well, I was like, if it's an inconvenience, you're like, well, we do have a, you know, we kind of need the living room. I'm like, look, if it's going to be a problem, just tell me.
And when did you want to spend a month here on the
couch? How long are you going to let me sit out on the ledge with that bit before you're going to speak?
Okay.
Remember this?
Man,
I was worried.
Just too honest.
I was worried that I was like, oh my God, what a fucking dick move of me to not let you crash on the couch for a month. It's like, why?
Even in the bit, you're like,
I was trying to think. I was like, why would he need to stay here for a month on the couch? Like, because I was like, did his building get fumigated? And I'm like, and if it gets fumigated, why a month? Like, it's usually just 2 or 3 days. And I was like, well, and then when I was like, I thought you were going to say, well, we have the baby. Because that's what I usually tell people, that like when my sister crashed here, I'm like, well, we have the baby, we have a dog, right, cat, but if you're okay with that, I don't fucking care if you want to crash here. And so I was like, really? Why would I wonder why I wouldn't have done it. And then you're like, how long are you going to let me sit?
How long? Wow.
So getting back to it, I'm still angry, okay, about this whole thing of him assuming that I, because here's the thing, I will say that I do things for validation because, sure, I want people to look at me and go, that guy's funny.
Different.
I want them to like me, right?
Different.
But I refuse to say I do things for attention, for, right, like, I don't act out.
But
you
his
know,
point is that when confronted with the concept of you saying that that you're cute and that you say no, that is just a further
attempt to further for them to
make yourself
make
look
them
cute.
Want me even
like
more.
A little girl with bashful batting eyes.
I think, I don't know. I hope, I don't think it was on the show. I think it was on the show with Laura Lineback where she said that she, yeah, like actually had a thing for me, mm-hmm, when she first met me. Like, I was embarrassed. Like,
right,
I honestly was like, really? I was like, well, I mean, that's cool, I guess, you know. And then I had a moment of, well, man, I wish I would have hit that before I got married. But then I was,
let's
like,
listen, well, to the next voice, man.
Okay. Move right along.
Maybe. Hi, it's Joey Barris and Kevin Miller. It's the JK Colin show. God, I hope not, because this is junk. Loving Emily Malcolm Mosley, episode number 14, 15?
More or less than Natalie.
More than Natalie. Oh, no, I thought you meant, oh, no, Natalie always wins. I'm talking about what episode number. Kevin, seriously, Justin.
I'm so glad Natalie's not here.
Kevin. Future Kevin, you are drugged. You've got purple teeth.
I remember.
You have purple teeth. Here we go. First of all, listening to this episode,
was wrong with it,
Kevin's a virgin? What?
How did you know?
We just talked about it for an hour.
Yes. If you read the Joseph Bear's review of the JK show on iTunes, I mentioned it in there.
Does it really?
So we're sitting here drinking a bit. Kevin goes away to his little mini fridge in the hotel. He comes back with grapes and cheese.
Yeah. I'm drinking wine.
That's pretty cool, right?
What?
Justin, are we judging? I'm not judging, but he brought grapes and cheese with his wine.
I don't understand.
I wish I had a steak for my beer or something, or a cheeseburger.
He's really
good. I got nothing. All right.
Go get your cheeseburger.
Then you guys said up top, and we both stared at each other because that has meant that we chugged the rest of our drink. We both had full beverages at that moment.
All right,
so we gave it the old college try. It was pretty great. Okay, I wrote this, Kevin. Kevin responding. Oh, Justin and future Kevin. The strangest thing is happening. Kevin is responding on these podcasts live. Like, he's saying, oh, this is what I think about this. And then past Kevin on the podcast is saying the exact, I mean, verbatim, the same thing that future Kevin, wait, or present Kevin, is saying.
Kevin doesn't remember it. So it's an honest reaction each time, past, present, and probably future Kevin.
It's truly, it's amazing. And I think, you need the future. Gonna go back to the future. Oh, good stuff. I bought into that too, by the way, Justin and future Kevin. I'm a bit of a dummy.
I'm right here.
Oh,
future Kevin sits before you and fast Kevin.
Future Kevin will be, hey, I was, will be sober Kevin. Unlike now.
Hangover Kevin.
All right, that's where we are. You guys got an up top in. Still, you haven't been nerding out because I think Kevin's showing off to his lovely girlfriend.
Hey.
No, you're not showing off?
I don't think so.
You're being quite the gentleman.
Really?
I think so. Underwear, hand in the pants. Justin, God love you. No, you don't, Kevin. Kevin, you're a gentleman. We're calling the show because we're trying to fill up a show that's all about Kevin and I in Oregon, 106 degrees. By the way, Kevin did some great shows this weekend, and you guys hardly talked about. You're always like, "Hey, I'm going to be at Rooster Tea Feathers, and I'm going to be at the Ha Ha Hole and the Giggle Factory, and
never want to go to the Ha Ha
in Oxnard, and I'm going to be at the Laugh-O-Matic in, you know, Bum Nowhere, Fresno." But you guys never talk about Kevin. He was brilliant today in the Nickelodeon show.
I pinned that show. I mentioned that show. You played it for the audience.
Oh, yeah. During the warm-up, I played the JK show theme song during the mic check today.
That's what
I just said. How did he
even talk to me? The show, Kevin plugged the JK show at the end of the Nickelodeon show. This could get me fired. It's all worth it because I'm a big fan of the JK show. Anyway, he did an amazing job, and you guys need to pimp out Kevin a little bit more.
I don't do anything.
You go to see Star Trek at the...
You should put me on more gigs.
This is, okay. Yeah, I'm going to put Kevin on more gigs. Justin, I know you have a few gigs coming up for us. We're going to go ahead and just swap you out with Kevin. K-K-Show.
Okay, bye.
That is so weird. It's true. As we would listen to it, I would respond with some like quip or something,
yeah,
and then
you'd hear yourself say it
on the podcast.
On the podcast,
it was very weird.
It's funny
do that?
Drunk you is faster than sober you, yeah, in the moment.
It's probably because I had to wait for you to speak in the podcast, maybe not.
Was I telling another story about me doing stand-up?
Probably.
So the underwear and the hand in the underwear was that when I was talking about the perfect date or scenario, how does it go down? Like, so Kevin's sitting there, he's got his hand in his underwear in bed, you know, and blah 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 blah.
Awkward.
Blah, blah.
That was awkward. Man.
Oh, that was great.
That was with Emily, yeah.
All right, we have two to go.
Really? We've listened to 14 messages already?
I think so, unless the math is wrong somehow on the number 14 that I saw to begin with. But let's this one is real quick, so let's take a listen.
I have a bottom five. Let's hear it.
He said, I have a bottom five, and let's hear it. So I think it's somehow somebody hung up or something, because Joseph Bears was going to give us his bottom five episodes.
You know what's scary is I do not remember that moment in time.
it was only 3 seconds. It's an easy moment to forget.
But fair, thank you.
Here's 8 minutes and 8 seconds. let's see. The 3 second moment happened at 12:21 a.m. Probably Pacific time if you're in Denver. Or where were you guys?
Oregon.
Oregon, I'm sorry. Oh, so you're still in Pacific time.
Yeah.
This one was 2 minutes later, 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Buckle in.
Hi. Joseph Bears.
What's up, Joseph Bears?
President Kevin is here with teacher Kevin.
My lips are purple.
Things are winding down. It's been a long night. We've had a coffee table full of empty beverages.
Which I
stop saying up top, Emily.
But we're listening to the JK Show, Emily Malcolm Mosley episode. Emily just said up top to Justin regarding camping.
The second time and the third?
Yeah, whereas Kevin and Natalie would not want to camp, but Justin and Emily would camp. And then she did it up top to Justin, and Kevin's face, yeah, I think he had to take some more wine. And he was like, oh, Jill, you're going to have to take this half a bottle of wine. Well, Kevin Miller has just finished. He is a couple sips away from finishing an entire bottle of wine.
I'm a full glass.
Kevin.
I'm a full glass.
He regrets.
I regret everything.
Nothing.
I regret
half a glass of wine, and then he's done with a full bottle. Joey Bears has been talking about this event for about a month, and I kept thinking, in fact, even this morning I thought, as I woke up, oh man, we have to play that drinking game tonight. I'm a little nervous, and then remembered, oh, that's right, I have two shows I should probably be more nervous about. But I was right to be nervous about this drinking game.
I have almost drank an entire bottle of wine all by myself. You had two sips, though, Joe.
So
we're winding down.
Everything.
We're starting Kino, turn things down here.
Spooning.
There is spooning involved. And this is where Justin will mention his act, and spooning leads to forking. Is that his thing? That's his gig, right?
That's forking.
Forking, right. So,
spooning leads to forking, and it's called sparking.
There. Oh, my. Good night from Joseph and future Kevin.
Jackson County Fair in Oregon.
106 degrees.
Let's thank the Method South Oregon Project.
Holy crap, listen to this, JK Show.
Yeah.
Before the show, everyone and their mother wanted to do an announcement. So I'm like, sure, you're paying the bill, whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. This woman came out and talked to the audience for 10 minutes about meth. And we learned that Oregon has... is what, 70% of the 75% of the meth
usage,
but also it's also made here.
Oh wow!
Is in Oregon.
So do they ship it, or what's the plan there?
I don't know, but Kevin had. During the thank yous, Justin, Kevin had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, had 11 thank yous at the end of the show. So he pulled up his list and he didn't comment on it at all, that it was the longest list ever. Hilarious! We'd like to thank Charter Communications, Rogue. Okay, hold on. Let's get this right. Rogue Federal Credit Union, Boys and Girls Clubs of the Rogue Valley, Lithia Auto Stores, Grange Co-op, Wendy's, the shops at Exit 24, Teddy Bear Creations, Me, Ro, and Coco, Southern Oregon Meth Project,
yes!
Kiss FM, and KRWQ.
That was at the end
of
the show.
How random is it, in the middle of all these shout-outs, to be like, oh, and the Southern Oregon Meth Project.
And it's not even anti-meth project. That's the problem I have with it. It's just meth project. As if we're getting kids into meth, not anti-meth, as in don't do meth.
I mean, Nickelodeon show talking about the meth project. Good time.
Did you Skype in any old softies or anything?
I didn't. I wanted to Skype during the show. But I'm going to save that for the Justin Worship in West Fargo show. I'll be Skyping.
Oh, softy.
And it was kind of like listening to the JK show now that you are using the sound effects.
Jason King.
What'd you say?
Jason King.
Jason King. Love it.
King gave Justin the software to allow that.
Oh, very good. Love his work. I like Jason King. All right. We're winding down. We got to go to bed. It's Kevin's drank a whole bottle of wine.
Almost.
I've had more beers than I should ever have. I got to run like extra this week to get rid of this nonsense.
Emily's talking in the background.
Kevin's girlfriend is talking in the background. Why are you guys singing right now?
Why aren't we all singing right now?
This doesn't make it onto the Joseph Bears, Kevin Miller drunk episode of the JK Show. We understand.
Yeah.
I wish
But I think that's all we got for now. Thanks for playing. Kevin, did you write anything else?
Yeah, you had something.
3 minutes?
Justin's mom. Oh, when I was saying top five shows, I cannot forget that, Justin, your mom.
Yeah,
that's okay. Easily in the top five. I'm going to call that a top three episode. Yeah.
What's the number one?
Top three. Anything with Natalie is number one. Kevin and Justin solo, number two. Justin, number three. That's my top three.
Yeah.
Boom.
What's your top three?
Boom, baby. I have a bottom five.
Let's hear it.
I will share that at a later date.
Oh, at a later date? He's being political.
Kevin's leaving a message while I'm leaving a message.
Oh, this might be the 3 seconds.
I also learned tonight that both of you have uncircumcised penises.
He's not talking about an uncircumcised penis.
Whoa!
I regret an uncircumcised penis. Is it hard to clean?
I mean, I regret leaving a message.
much better.
I did say that.
Thank you for listening to us, being indulging us. I don't know if I'm going to make it into the actual podcast, but I cannot deny that he's giving me plenty of
good time.
I believe he's come around first.
I understand.
We soap and we peel back.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my God. You use soap and you peel back is what Kevin just said. Awkward. Sometimes I'm not a big fan of all of your old improv friends on the show because everyone's trying to be super funny. And then I listened to this episode with Emily, and I said something really profound. I enjoy Emily and other guests like her because she is just herself, and she's really real. And that's when I think the show is the best, when you've just got real people just talking about real everyday stuff. And when you and Kevin start talking about your mechanic or religion or other things, that's when the show shines the most. Ladies.
No, talking about ladies. Thank you, Black Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff. When you guys start playing improv games or start...
That was my idea. That was a good idea.
How dare you.
God, shoot me in the face.
I will.
That's enough. There's no way you're going to play this on the show live. This is way too long. But I'm enjoying it. I haven't been cut off yet. So,
maybe it'll be a separate podcast. Episode 29.
And right now on the show with Emily, you're talking about Natalie's breast milk.
Butter pops?
Butter pops and milk and sleeping on a pillow.
Hot milk.
Okay, bye.
Oh, you're right.
Who needs you porn when you have the JK show?
That's right. That's what we're here
Please
for.
Please don't make that a drop. Yikes.
Well, I agree with what Joseph is saying, where he says, wait, hold on, what is this? Oh, disabled. I don't know what that is all about.
We're disabled now?
No, it said mood messages.
I'm going to say that that was easily the most boring 8 minutes of this podcast ever.
But I do think that I do like his thoughts on the fact that whenever we talk about regular stuff, I don't know. I want the show to be funny. But maybe it's funny when we do talk about regular stuff is, I guess, my hope. I don't know. Who cares? We do what we think is best in the moment. That's the best we could do. And we grow, and Jacob eats microphones and does his thing. And people can enjoy pictures of this on our Facebook, which brings me to my next point, and then we'll I think we got to wrap it up, is that...
We need to do another podcast just to make up for this one.
We have one coming up on Thursday.
Oh, goodness sakes.
I thought this was great. You're being so hard on yourself.
Okay.
It was funny having you guys call in and talk about the show.
I don't know.
Here's the thing that's great about a podcast is that people can stop listening. They can stop, and I'm sure that people
I'm
like
stop recording. Jacob is smashing the microphone.
Like Joseph says, is that he'll stop and muscle through another one just because something usually gets better afterwards. But I don't know. I don't know. Today I'm not worried about it. I think that was fine. It was something different, and maybe we decide we'd never do it again. I don't know. Who cares?
Until you guys do a thing in West Fargo.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna call.
Then we do it again.
I think you need to. In fact, you should listen to this episode.
Well, here's what I'm thinking about doing. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, and I wanted to talk to you about it, and maybe this is an inappropriate time to bring it up, is that what I'm thinking about doing is maybe not necessarily an episode or something like that, but I'm thinking, what if I just bring the setup, right, and we do something. It's not the JK show, clearly, because there's no Kevin Miller there, right? But, or we could, as an option, if you're available that night, you could Skype in. So you could talk through a headset on your computer, and we could all do the show that way.
Okay.
You're way distracted right now. Here's what I wanted to bring up.
No, I had to turn it on because Jacob was busy taking the microphone out of its holster. I like that idea. If I have the right of refusal and say, okay, I couldn't hear enough, or it's getting hard to understand, or I'm getting trumped as the co-star, then I have the right to say.
Well, like, here's the other thing is that, like, this is what I'm thinking, and this is off the cuff here, is that on the Howard Stern show, they have a super fan round table where they have super fans that have their own show on one of Howard Stern's channels, right? So what if we did that? What if we gave that show that I do with Joseph
of bears while him and I are there, and I'm sorry that we didn't think of sending you with the equipment or whatever when you were there, but what if we do that, and then people, Jeremy Schutz can call in or whatever, and we can do nothing but talk about the show. We can have an entire show that's not, we're not doing anything new.
That's
we're
kind just, of what tonight was.
Yeah, well, this was the closest to a clip show I think we've ever
done. The but clips that have never been heard before.
Maybe not. Who cares?
We got time.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Here's the one thing I wanted to say before I forget is that if you guys could please do me a favor and suggest that everybody in your friends list on Facebook become a fan of the JK Show just to kind of help us get the word out there.
Do
I'd really like to be able to jump up our listeners again. If you guys could please help us do that. There was a time when I felt guilty about doing this, but I think this is the way this whole internet thing works is that, you know, I've done everything I can to help get the word out there. So if you guys could help us, if you like the show, obviously, you know, please tell other people that you think would like
the show. If you don't like the show, we're very busy. Don't bother us.
ComedySportsSanJose.com. Check it out. That's Comedy Sports with a Z.
All one word.
End. San Jose.
And lots of funny.
With an S. And all of that jazz. We set up a microphone and everything so that Natalie could say something on the show.
The baby's still awake, though.
The baby's, he's going to be awake till about 11 o'clock now.
You
he
think?
Stays awake late.
He's way into it.
But
how come I have absolutely, there's nothing that kid could do wrong in my eyes. Is that normal?
It's because he's young.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He's truly innocent.
Yeah, once he starts to get older, then I think is when he'll
Unlike
start
Joey
venturing.
Bears. He did lots wrong tonight. Joey Bears.
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it.
I bet he's not even listening.
You know what?
If you picked up on the hidden message that I said this evening, you will call me, and I will give you $20.
Okay, guys.
Skype
thanks.
It in, though.
Thanks for listening. If you're not playing catch up, you're listening to this live. We got another show coming up on Thursday night, which may or may not have a guest. We'll just see how that all
the mystery
out.
Guest.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for
There'll
listening.
There'll be another clip show. Woo!
To the JK Show. Okay, bye. See the size of the flash, dwelling on the past.
These are still open. Should I be feeling bad? Should I be feeling good? It's kind of sad. I'm the laughing stock of the neighborhood. And you would think that I'd be moving on.